Well, it's not just Congressman Meyer reflecting on January 6th. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester is a Democrat from Delaware. She was seen praying in the House chamber during the attack on the Capitol, and a year later, she is still processing the trauma of being trapped as the rioters closed in. Mark Eichmann of member station WHYY has this story.
January 6th, 2021 was already expected to be a historic day for Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. She's the first woman and the first black person to ever represent Delaware in Congress. And she was about to watch the electoral votes be counted for her fellow Delaware Democrat to become the first president from the first official state. In an effort to maintain physical distancing, she joined other House members in the balcony. Then a different kind of history began unfolding before her eyes that day.
Then I noticed people being whisked off the floor of the House from the leadership to members and realized that announcement was made that the Capitol had been breached. And we could literally, those of us up in the balcony, could literally hear banging on the door.
As lawmakers on the House floor were hustled away to safety, security had apparently missed those in the balcony.
We were trapped. We also could hear gunshot. Could also witness the police and individuals who were bravely guarding the door on the floor of the House.
The balcony group moved from the Democratic side of the House chamber to the GOP side, thinking they might not be attacked if the group storming the building thought they were Republicans.
Once we stopped and I looked down and saw the guns, it just hit me. This could be the end of our lives.
Watching her colleagues say what could be their final goodbyes to family members on FaceTime, Blunt Rochester called out for help in the form of a prayer.
It started soft. It started like a normal prayer for me, but it just got louder and bolder and more powerful. And I could feel other members' hands on my back. And I just felt a spirit of a prayer of maybe what my ancestors felt, that, you know, we got to make it through this. And I just prayed that all things, even the bad, work together for the good.
Video of her prayer amidst shouts from security quickly spread on social media and national news outlets.
Not long after, we heard banging on the door where we were, and we were afraid to even open it. We didn't know who was out there, and it happened to be the Capitol Police coming to get us, to take us to the undisclosed area.
While Blunt Rochester was praying in the balcony, some of her own constituents were taking part in the insurrection. Kevin Seafried of Laurel, Delaware, was photographed carrying a Confederate flag through the building alongside his son, Hunter. The pair was indicted in April on charges including violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Their trial was originally scheduled for last month, but it's been postponed. A third Delaware man, Anthony Antonio of Clayton, was also charged. On this first anniversary of one of the most traumatic days of her life, Blunt Rochester has been trying to prepare herself for the emotions she could experience.
When you go through any kind of trauma, as so many people are right now, things trigger it.
She compares it to how she got through the unexpected death of her husband in 2014.
It wasn't the anniversary I could prepare for. It was the days when I would walk by somebody and smell his cologne that I could not prepare for. And so I'm not sure how I will feel on that day.
Adding to the uncertainty is the lack of political unity typically seen following a national crisis.
Even if it is hard for people, it's important that we put this down in history and that we don't forget. You know, I believe we do need to remember, reflect, but also to recommit. Recommit ourselves to our democracy, recommit ourselves to our Constitution and its aspirations, and recommit ourselves to each other.
She says for the country to move forward, there needs to be a true accounting of what happened. After all, she says, healing is much more powerful after accountability. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Eichmann.